Hey guys, welcome to my first podcast. Woo! So my name is Kaya, and the first thing I want to do is tell you guys thank you. I want to say thank you to you guys for just tuning in right now, because you don't have to. So I do want to say thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. Excuse me. Also, I would like to say add me on Instagram at Kaya Bricks. It's spelled KYAHBRIXX. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXXX. Okay, so without further ado, let's just get into the topic. Today's topic is going to be about life, okay? Life in general, just value life, live your life, do what you want to do because it's your life. And just don't let other people vicariously live through you, okay? So those are some things that we're going to just go over. excuse me, we might even talk about some more shit, to be honest, that's wrapped around life, because the word life and the topics that you could talk about life are so broad. It's you know, that's why we here. It's a podcast, we gonna talk, okay? So first thing I do want to mention, I want to mention my headspace today. Today is a very emotional, a little bit more emotional than usual. I am a Cancer. I don't know. I just want to let y'all know that, so y'all can do what y'all please with that information. But I am a Cancer, so we are known to be a little bit emotional. But today, very emotional. but today I'm a little bit more emotional than usual. My emotions are in shambles, to say the least. I'm fucking all over the place. But right now I'm looking at some water, and it's making me feel very good. But onto the topic. I'm just all over the place right now. Onto the topic. So life, I don't know. I don't have the answer, Sway. I don't have the answer, Sway. I really don't. But I believe that God, if you don't believe in God, I'm gonna say higher power, but I believe in God. So I believe the higher power has the rulings over everyone, and that you don't have control over your life, okay? And that's just what it is. Like, that's the honest truth. You do not have control over your life. You don't know what's going to happen next, but what you can do are play the right steps and the right precautions into how you want your life to play out, if that makes sense. Okay, so what I mean by that is basically live for today. Okay, that's it. Live for today, but just know that with your actions for today will have a consequence, or not. I'm not gonna say consequence because that makes it seem like a punishment. But your life today definitely has a role into your future. So things that you do today can play out and affect your future. In a good way, negative way, however you play out today will affect it, okay? But, just live for today. You know, a lot of people are very scary, they don't want to live. Like, it's life, baby. You have to live it. I think I'm trying to say cocoon. Like, you can't be just in a bubble. You know, you have to live your life. You have to make sure that you're doing what's best for you, period. Which, whatever you feel as though is best for you, that's how you got to live your life. All right, so I feel like people don't understand that you have to do what's best for you. You know, there's a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, 9 times out of 10, when I'm talking about this topic, I'm gonna get there. Just bear with me. I'm talking about family, because family will vicariously live through you, okay? So family will be the ones in your ear telling you not to do something, because ideally they don't feel as though they can do it. Let's be 100%. Let's be real. People put their fears onto you, which I think is fucking bullshit. Okay, I think it's fucking bullshit, because at the end of the day, I'm not you and you ain't me. Okay, listen, what you did back in your 20s and your late 20s, your early 30s, baby, that's not my calling. I'm here to do something else, baby. You did what you had to do. You fucked, not saying that you fucked your life up, but you took the step that you wanted to take to live. You feel me? So don't put your fears or your pressures onto me ever. Because, baby, this girl right here, this woman right here is strong as a motherfucker. All right? So with all that being said, I'm going to do what I want to do because based off of my emotions and my feelings. If I have a gut feeling, Kaya, don't do this. I'm 9 times out of 10 not going to do it. If I have a gut feeling saying, Kaya, do it. That's it. Don't care what nobody else says. Have your mind on it. Have your have everything stamped on. Whatever you want to do, do it. That's it. And I say the same for y'all. Like, do what makes you happy. Forget other people. Fuck them. This your shit. This your life. And if y'all hear things in the background, they doing fucking construction work or something. So please excuse that. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know your purpose. Only you know what you're destined to be within. You feel me? Within. Like, you know how you have a feeling. If I put in X amount of work, this shit gonna come from it. You feel me? Like, only you know what you're destined, what you're destined to be. Only you and God. God already got that shit written out for you, to be honest. I fuck all that higher power shit. I'm gonna say God. I'm sorry. You know, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm just gonna say God because that's just what I believe in. That's just what I'm gonna say. So I apologize for those that offend, but that's just how I'm gonna talk because that's how I talk in the daily. So God already has everything written out for you. It's your job to put in that work in your life. You know, value your life. You know, don't be out here doing dumb nut shit because you see other people doing it. Value your life, okay? And another thing, Instagram is not reality, guys. Cut it out. Cut it the fuck out, okay? I think that a lot of people forget that motherfuckers post they good. Motherfuckers is never gonna post their bad. Cause if they really, when they're down bad, they don't want motherfuckers knowing they down bad on their last penny, on they fucked up, like they're fucked up. You know, when people are fucked up, they don't want you to see that they're fucked up. Who the fuck wants to see somebody fucked up? You know what I'm saying? So they're going to portray this image that their life is so gorgeous, is so beautiful, when in reality, you don't know what's going on once they press that home button. Okay? You don't know what's happening when they press that home button. So stop looking at Instagram for the key of life. You know, stop looking at other people's social media trying to gain inspiration. It's cool to be inspired. Don't get me wrong. It's cool to be inspired. But don't look at them thinking that I have to, they're leading the way to some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't look at people for the okay to do what you wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your life. Your reality, shall I say. This is your reality. This is their Instagram. This is, you know what I'm saying? Relax. It's cool. Take it easy on yourself. You don't have to, because you see X, Y, and Z doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to follow in the footsteps of other people because you see them doing it on social media. Cut it out. Social media is literally fucking up people's heads every day because they think that it's reality when it's fucking not. So relax. Take it easy on yourself. You good. You're good, okay? You're okay. You're good. You do not have to do what they're doing. They don't have the key to life. I don't have the key to life. So just relax. Relax on that. And that's just period. Nah. I'm fucking with y'all. But yeah. So I definitely feel like when it comes to life, you gotta value your life. You don't want to look back. Shit, 30 years from now, I'm like, damn, I had the opportunity to do this. I had the opportunity to do that, and I didn't do it because mommy or daddy or auntie or uncle told me not to. Yeah, fuck right, bitch. Not the fuck me. All right, because I, listen,
I understand that I've only been talking for 10 minutes. Golly, 10 minutes? I feel like I said a whole lot, guys. I feel like I said a whole fucking lot, but only 10 minutes. But that, I guess that's good. We're working on some good timing here. So, rubbish. Sorry, guys. Got a message. But, so I just feel like, what was I talking about? Damn. Oh, you don't want to look back, you know, 30 years from now and, you know, regret anything. Because a lot of people today, they just want to work. And I'm sorry. I don't mind working. I love working. I'm not even going to hold you. That feeling of putting in the work and seeing results, or putting in the work and just knowing that you finna get paid, like, just the money, like, the hunger, the hustle in me enjoys grinding, you know? I'm not even gonna hold you. Just the hustle in me, just enjoy that shit. So, I don't mind working. I don't mind waking up every morning. Well, I don't go to work every morning, because that's just not how my schedule's worked out. But, I don't mind waking up every morning and going to the bag. I don't mind it. You feel me? So, but what I won't do is allow work to be my life. Nah, baby. Not I. Okay? And a lot of older folks believe work, 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 work. They don't never want to put time into them. They don't never want to travel. They don't want to see life. They just want to work and then retire. That's cool. You feel me? That's cool for some. That's how you want to operate. But baby, I want to see it all. You feel me? I want to be able to tell my kids about experiences that I've experienced, because I chose to live and actually explore life. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that, put yourself in a position to tell your kids stories. You know, tell them about experiences that you've had. I think that's beautiful. I love when people be talking to their kids. I remember back when, da 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 da. Like, that shit is, I love that. I love sitting and watching people just talk about, the things that they've experienced in life. That shit is beautiful. That's some shit that you really want to strive towards. That's some shit that I really want to strive towards. Like, I want to tell my kids everything. I want to tell them everything that I've experienced. You know, I want to have them look forward to something like, oh, mommy did this, mommy did that. You know, I want to have footsteps that my kids can follow. I want to leave footsteps that my kids can follow. That's my goal. You know what I'm saying? So definitely set yourself up to just enjoy life. Right now we're in our 20s, y'all. I'm just speaking off of the people that are around me, okay? But I'm in my 20s. I just turned 21 in July. Today is August 20th. Bruh, I'm just touching the surface. I don't even know if I'm touching the surface yet. I'm just getting started. I don't even know how to explain it, but this shit, I'm literally just peeking my fucking head above the water. I don't even have an idea about what's gonna happen. You feel me? But I know everything that's finna happen is finna happen for me. You feel me? Because I wanna do it, not because so-and-so tell me to do it, or so-and-so told me not to do it. We're gonna stay away from them. We're gonna stay away from them people that say not to. Okay? If you say do and they say no, or if you're telling them that you finna do something and they say no, I don't think you should do it, da 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 da. And you feel like it's not in the best interest for you, do that shit. Do it anyway. Because, bitch, you ain't asking for no opinion. If the conversation ain't start off with, what do you think? Or how do you feel? The shit is irrelevant. Okay? Because you didn't ask for nobody's opinion, right? Exactly. So, excuse me, I gotta take a little water break, guys. Drink y'all water too. That's a part of life. Y'all motherfuckers be drinking Hennessy and Patron and thinking somebody, yeah, all right. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Y'all be drinking too much Hennessy and too much Patron Okay, your pH balance is off, baby. Okay, and I'm not just talking about for the niggas. I'm not just talking about for the females, the niggas included. You guys need to fucking tighten up. But yeah, so you know, I could really go the fuck on. I think I should go on. Should I continue? I'm gonna continue. So yeah, like, just value your life. You never know what tomorrow has for you. You know, whatever you want to do, do it. That's it. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Live your life. Do not put yourself in a bubble, please. I beg of you. For me. Shit. Because sometimes I don't be wanting to do things because I feel like, what if, I be having those what ifs. And I swear those what ifs kill a lot of opportunities. Those what if questions, fuck them. Like, I think the mind really be killing a lot of shit for people. It'll hinder you from a lot of things that you can do in life. Because you literally, it's like a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other. The angel gonna point you in the right direction. I feel like the angel on the right shoulder, because that's my favorite side. I feel like the angel on the right side is your gut feeling. The devil is the mind. You know, the devil is the one that's giving you all them what ifs and those doubts and those, all of that stuff that you got going on in your head that's telling you not to do it. That's the devil. Period. The angel telling you, baby girl, baby boy, let's get to it. What is you doing? Why you not? You asking those what ifs. But for real, it's why you not? That's the real question. Why you not? Oh, you want to do this? Why you not? Oh, you want to go do? Why you not? That's the real question. Fuck a what if. That ain't getting you nowhere. What if questions never get you anywhere? They get you nowhere besides self-doubting. And we don't need that. We not for none of that. So, I think that, I'm sorry guys, I got another message. So I believe that what if questions, they just cut them, throw them shits out. Fuck it, block your mind from them shits, because what if questions get you nowhere, literally. Because you get to thinking too deep, and then you scared out of your opportunity now. You scared out of your thought now. You scared. You feel me? Fear is the number one thing that keeps us from doing what we want to do. It's fear. And like I said earlier, people will put their fears onto you, and you shouldn't let them. You can't let them. You just can't. You can't let them. Because this your life. This your life, baby. You are the one that's experiencing us. Not them, you know? So, I think I done talked myself into a damn circle. Because I don't even know if I'm making sense right now. But I hope that y'all with me, and I hope that y'all feel me. Because everything that I'm saying is things that be on my mind on a daily. I think life shouldn't be scary. You shouldn't be scared to live. You know, you shouldn't be scared to take risks. Right now, you're supposed to take risks. We're in our 20s, early 20s. Or, I'm sorry, I don't mean to discriminate against y'all. Not discriminate, but I don't mean to put y'all in a bubble of who's listening. But right now, I'm in my 20s. So let me just speak for me. Fuck it. Right now, I'm in my early 20s. I'm supposed to be taking risks. You want to know why? Because I can fix them. You want to know why? Because I believe, like I said, God has everything written out already. So I don't know, but I just got to go based off of what I feel is destined for me. But I believe that I have time to fix it. I could fuck up. And when I say fuck up, I mean I can not fuck up for real. You know what I'm saying? I put myself in a position to fuck up. like real shit, like, you know, like do like illegal shit and like all that shit type of, you know what I'm saying? But like, I can fuck up. I can make risks. I can take, not make risks. I can take risks and learn from them and use that as part of my experience, you know? So, I don't know. I could take L's. I'm cool. Learn from them shits. Shit, L's build you. Take your L's. Imagine being a winner all the time. You ain't learning shit. You ain't learning shit, okay? Imagine being a winner all the time. You gotta take a L. You gotta fall on your ass. You feel me? Life is literally a roller coaster. Life is a roller coaster. That shit will put you in a place, I tell you. But I definitely feel like life is good, you know? You gotta look at the brighter things sometimes. Because if you continue to dwell in the fucked up shit, baby, your ass would be, I would be in a fucking mental institution. If I really dug deep and thought about some shit and really allowed myself to dwell on shit that's happened in life, baby, I would be somewhere fucking hooked up to a motherfucking monitor just trying to see, like, why is she acting out like this? Why is she doing this? Like, why? Like, you know, I would be fucked up. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I would be fucked up if I really sat and dwelled on shit. But I'm not a dweller. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm finna do. It's not what I'm finna be. So, yeah. I think that this podcast can come to an end. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for just listening and tuning in. I hope you guys can relate. I hope you guys can get something from this, learn something from this. You know, I've learned something from this, because when I be talking, I'll be amazed with myself, like, damn, really? So, you know, I just hope that you guys can listen to this, can learn something from it, grow from it. Again, always put your best foot forward. Wake up every day, thank God. Let them know that you're appreciative, that you understand, that you're thankful. You feel me? Be thankful, be grateful for your life. Just understand that your life could be here today, gone tomorrow. So live your life. You know, you have a purpose. You make somebody smile. You don't even know if you make somebody smile, but you make somebody smile. You'll never know. You'll never know who you make smile. You'll never know how much somebody cares for you until you're gone, okay? You'll never know how much you mean to somebody until you're gone. But let's not get there, okay? But just know that you're loved. I love you. If nobody told you today, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Okay, so I just want to say thank you so much, y'all. Y'all don't even understand. If you're tuning in right now, I really do appreciate you, and I really do just hope that you come back. Okay, bring that ass back, baby. I do plan on making podcasts at least probably like once a week or something like that, or whenever something comes onto my head and I gotta talk that shit out. So yeah, I'm not really sure I'm going to name this podcast yet, but we'll get to it. But I just want to say thank you again for like the 12th time. Thank you for just listening, just being that ear, and just you know, just, I don't know, just being with the shits, baby. Just being with the shits. But all right, I'm going to end this podcast now. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I love you, and yeah, see you guys next time.